And our very special guest today is someone who knows all about that. He is involved with a group of people who are genuinely concerned and involved with spreading the truth about what the Word of God is. He's a member of the Living Truth Fellowship. As one of their longtime members, Robert Witt is live with us down in Austin, Texas this morning. Robert, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for the nice introduction.
Wow. Well, we appreciate you taking the time, and I think the timing was perfect on this one here today. I would have no clue, you would have no clue, that out here in Southern California, we've got one soul whose heart is obviously amazingly hurt and broken, and rather than doing what God would do, which is to forgive those who may have hurt his soul or his heart or his emotions, and turning to him, he's turning to more destructive ways of handling things. And in the long run, Robert, you've been involved with helping to spread the Word of God. In the Word of God, there is hope, and there is peace in the end if you seek him, is there not?
Oh, absolutely. And I've seen so many people's lives turned around from just hideous things, and it's the promises in God's Word are true, and people just need to go there, understand them, and then accept them and build them into their lives. And then they don't see these things build up in their own lives. They don't have them just boil over and damage themselves.
You know the funny thing is, we're having a little phone connection here. Let's do this. I'm going to call Robert back on another line here, because that one seems to be having some fun going on with it here today. So let's get Robert on another line here. All the fun of live radio, of course. Let's try it like this.
Oh, you bet.
All right. Are we there, Robert?
Yeah, I've got you now.
All right, we kind of switched things around here so that go ahead and talk some more.
Oh, absolutely. Anyway, yeah, I have seen just with my own life even, but just tremendous obstacles can be overcome if people are willing to go to God, willing to look at those promises in the Word and accept them and put them in their heart with conviction.
Well, absolutely, and it's sad, and we talked about this before the show started, about how many people make negative choices in their life rather than going to God and saying, listen, God, I'm here on my knees, I need some help, can you help me out? And instead of doing that, they make kind of crazy choices, and then in the end, as soon as something negative happens, assuming they're still with us, they get on their knees and they go, God, please help me. I save this, save that, keep me from doing this, I'll never do that again. And sometimes, those types of situations, there are lessons to be learned, are there not, unfortunately?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I really get frustrated that people who should ostensibly know better will go to God last and ask him to bail them out. You know, it's better to make sure the boat is in good shape and sailing properly rather than to sit back and ask for a miraculous healing of a hole in the hull, you know? And so it's one of those things where to the extent that you're willing to put the Word on in your life on a daily basis, you receive just a long-term benefit to that, and it's so much better than coming in and panicking and begging God for deliverance from a bad situation that probably could have been avoided.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Robert Witt. He is one of the directors at the Living Truth Fellowship. Robert's down in Austin, Texas with us this morning and joining us the National Day of Prayer. And we'll talk more about that because, boy, we really need some serious prayer here in not only America, but, of course, all across the world where we have many listeners. But, Robert, give us a little brief background, if you would, on how you got so excited about walking with our Lord.
Well, I would probably almost qualify for an atheist pedigree in my life. I think the only person I know of going back in my family's history that had any relationship with God God would have been my great grandmother on my mother's side, who was a Catholic. And other than that, I know nobody. I mean, my dad, I remember him when I was a kid looking me square in the eye and telling me the Bible is more, let's say, excellent for a polite term. And that was the sort of background I had on a family level. So, you know, I grew up with the same father who told me Santa Claus was real. He also sat down when I was in early elementary school and explained to me that, well, you know, there is no life after this one. When you die, it's just the lights get turned off and you're done. And of course, you know, that was highly, highly comforting to a grade school kid. So I got to live my early days in panic about going to sleep and never waking up again. But as time went on, I accepted that and decided, well, okay, that's it. And I became an increasingly more honest atheist, I think. I call myself in that if there's no consequences, good or bad, in the afterlife for what you do, then what does it matter? So I kind of, as time went on, fully embraced the sex, drugs, and rock and roll lifestyle. Became pretty much of a maniac along those ways. During that time, would have been about 77, brother blew the top of his head off with a 357, and that affected me pretty deeply, and I went even further on the downhill slide, and ended up working out in the oil field for 4 years, which kind of really, God must have had a hand in that, because it sure saved me, because for 7 days out of every 14, I was detoxing, and then when I came back to shore, I went crazy again. But I finally got to the point where I thought, well, you know, if there's nothing really after this life, then why do I want to just hang around? I mean, it's pointless. Life is pointless if there's nothing beyond it. So I decided I too would take my life. And so I had a gun loaded up at the house. I went to go see a real good friend of mine who was a ex-sheriff's deputy and just have a talk with him, just, you know, spend some time chatting and then go home and kill myself. And while I was there, I was sitting in his living room. He went back to go pour himself a drink over in the kitchen. I was sitting in his living room. I thought to myself, I wasn't despondent per se, but I was just this critical point in my life, I guess. And I thought to myself, God, if you're real, I need to know right now. And at that second, the phone rang. And he picked it up, and it was a gal that I hadn't seen in 3 months. And she was the first, I think really pretty much the only person who ever opened up a Bible and shared scripture with me. And he, you know, my buddy didn't like her that much because she was real spiritual. And he said, well, you know who's on the phone? I said, yep. I said, I do. And he goes, she wants you to meet somebody. I said, tell her we'll be there. So I went over there, and that night, a man that became a wonderful friend and was best man at my wedding opened up the scripture really deeply for me, and I accepted Christ that night in a kitchen in a little old house in Corpus Christi. And from that point on, it was pretty much uphill from there. I got involved. It was a class being taught that opened up keys to understanding scripture, which was really cool. And I would go back then offshore, and I'd take, you know, a change of clothes and 60 pounds of Bible research material with me, and all my spare time was spent studying the Word, and it was just blessing after blessing began happening.
Well, that sounds like a pretty awesome deal right there. Our very special guest, Robert Witt. He is down in Austin, Texas. He's a member of the Living Truth Fellowship, and they've sent some amazingly wonderful people our way since our show has began here. And, of course, our good friend John Lynn, who will hang out with us again in another couple of weeks. And We're going to come back with Robert right after this break. We're moving along. We've got a great testimony. We're going to talk about some of the insanities of life, how prayer can change things, and some of the wonderful miracles besides in his own amazing life that Robert has seen, going from a sex, drugs, and rock and roll maniac with a loaded gun who eventually realized that God was real. If you haven't realized that yet, you will by the end of this show. We're coming right back.
With great privilege comes great responsibility.
Carter Fleming, Community Center volunteer.
The giving spirit is as passionate in the boomers today as it was in our 20s, and we as a generation can still impact our country.
Lead, inspire, change the world again. Join thousands and find which volunteer opportunity is best for you. Call 1-800-424-8867 today or visit www.getinvolved.gov. This message is brought to you by the Corporation for National and Community Service and this station.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Are you looking for a speaker for your next event? Are you looking to improve your productivity, create a more positive working environment, or for your congregation to be all that they can be? Then you need to schedule talk show host, author, and motivational speaker Rob Ekno today. Whether speaking to a group of 20 or 20,000, Rob Ekno delivers a very powerful, energetic, and entertaining message that encourages and motivates his audiences to truly become their very best. On church podiums, Rob's preaching blends a mix of scripture and his life's experiences for a God-filled message that resonates deep in the hearts of those listening, motivating them to live meaningful, God-inspired lives. So don't wait. Now's the time to schedule Rob Ekno to speak at your next event. Call TS Management at 818-506-3640. That's 818-506-3640. And get ready to be all that you can be.
Live from Los Angeles, you're listening to In Your Face with Rob Ekno on Indy 104.
Welcome back. Wow, what a crazy day. It is the National Day of Prayer, and I think that we all need to definitely get into some amazing prayer, and I think maybe before the end of this show, or I definitely I'm going to have our special guest kind of give us a prayer for us individually if we are someone who believes in God but maybe going through some struggles. If we're somebody who's a non-believer, as our special guest was at one point in time, or if we're just somebody who's just amazingly lost that thinks that negativity in some way or another is the answer to situations rather than realizing that God loves each one of us as much as he loves each one of us. There's not one person on this planet, especially here in America, let's focus on us, that he loves more than the other. And just because we may be going through trials and tribulations, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. In the Bible, it talks about trials and tribulations being blessings. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you, Robert Witt, that when I'm going through trials and tribulations, I don't sit there and go, yeehaw, thank you, God, love this trial and tribulation. You know, I love this financial situation, love this, you know, career situation, love this, whatever it is. I'm not the first to jump up and down and thank God for the trial, but realistically, in the end, they are part of the growing process and getting us closer and rely on more on God. Would that not be the case?
Well, you know, I've experienced that in my own life. It was funny because I looked back and I realized that a lot of times you get things like say personal abundance. A lot of times abundance becomes a stumbling block for people. They hit a point where they've got so much, and all of a sudden God starts taking a back seat and increasingly moves to the back of the bus. And the thing that's really interesting that I noted was God, over time, has never let me get overloaded to the
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I being out here in the Hollywood area especially, I see a lot of people who feel that, you know, once they achieve a certain financial status or a career status, that everything is well, and they base their whole life on whether they're a success or not on what their bank account is, and or did you see me in the latest movie or TV commercial? And I say to those people, because I go to a lot of 12-step meetings and stuff where a lot of them are hanging out, and I say to them, okay, so yesterday what you're trying to tell me is that you were a worthless nobody because you didn't hit the lottery or you didn't have that big part in the movie, but now that you got it, now you're actually somebody. And they look at me and I go, you were always somebody because you're a child of God. You're equally as special today as you were yesterday. And for some reason in our minds, a lot of us don't see that, do we?
Oh, absolutely not. I think it's kind of funny. You brought back one of the memory of mine. I lived in Idaho for a while, which is a beautiful, beautiful state. And it was real hard witnessing scripture to people in Idaho because they felt like they had everything. It was just, you know, this wonderful, almost Eden-like place where, well, what do I need? I don't need God. I've got all this, you know? And it's really a sad mentality. It's like you're talking about with their bank account bursting there. Well, that's fine, but you know what? If you're sitting in a pine box 6 feet under, I don't think you need to be carrying out two doggone many credit card transactions.
Yeah, absolutely, right? It doesn't really add up. And welcome in. We are down in Austin, Texas this morning. I used to actually work in Red Rock for a little while there. Had a chance to hang out down in Austin and see University of Texas play some spring football and stuff. And what a very, very historical city. I mean, the State House and all of that area around it. Just a wonderful area. If you ever get a chance, go down to Austin and check it on out. And what I like about Austin is that you know, you go a couple hours, you're in San Antonio, a few more hours the other way, you're in Houston, about 4 or 5 hours, you're in Dallas. So it's kind of a great point right in the middle of all that Texas has to offer, which is a lot. And a lot of spirituality comes out of Texas. Of course, you have the Hagees down there and the Copelands down there and the Osteens down there, and a lot of people who have just really given themselves in, you know, whatever your feelings about any of those guys are, but nonetheless is that they've done what they think they need to do to help spread the word of God as well. And you, Robert, have spent quite a long time as a member of the Living Truth Fellowship, and they are based out of Indianapolis. And you guys... your whole concern is about getting that truth out there, not the, you know, not painting a picture of some rosy thing or whatever that you know, many try to do, but to just say, listen, this is what God is, who he is, this is what he expects of you and I. Are you willing to do that? And if you're not, kind of, you know, it's kind of tough to whine and complain about life if we're not willing to do some work, is it not?
I agree wholeheartedly. It's one of the things that I really wish that people could get to a point spiritually where they don't want to or have to necessarily rely on other people for what they get from the Word of God. To me, ideally, everybody would be able to go to Scripture, open it up, pull out some study aids, and just study it for themselves so they can really understand what they're seeing. The Bible is an Eastern book. It's got a lot of references to culture that are both old and from the Middle East, which makes it sometimes confusing and hard for an Occidental mind to grasp. But it's doable, and not only is it doable, but it's fun. Research and study, the more you do, it almost becomes an addiction, in that the more Scripture opens up, the more of a blessing it is. And I can't even begin tell you how many times, even after all these decades, I sit back, open up the Bible, look and go, oh my God, I never saw that. And it just fires you back up again, and you go charging back down all sorts of new pathways in the Word. And I think that's one of the great joys of a book that is that incredibly deep and complex, is that it does have a constant and an everlasting source of amazement to it.
Well, yeah, I was just talking to somebody the other day, and they were talking about how they, again, read it and read it and read it and read it, and every time that they read it, they see something new. And, you know, there is so much to it. I know other books I've read, I've had to go back 3-4 times, and, you know, somebody told me a trick is that use a different highlighter every time you go back, because you end up highlighting different things and go, oh my gosh, I didn't see that before, and different things that jump out at you. And you know what I've found about reading the Bible too, or anything that's really helpful to you, is you always seem to pick it up and see the thing you need to see at the appropriate time that you actually need to see it. Have you found that to be any kind of coincidence in your life as well, Robert?
Oh, all the time. It's just, it's almost hilarious how that happens. And the other one too is how often, if I'm going to teach a fellowship, for example, how often what God puts on my heart to teach is exactly what I need to hear first of all, and then I do it almost more for myself. It's cathartic. But then when you share it, everybody else is going, wow, man, I really needed to hear that. You know, it gives me a laugh when that happens. It's very fun.
Yeah, it's like going to church and you're sitting there and you're thinking out of all the people in your church, whether there's 100 people there or 1,000 people or however many, and you feel that you're there and the pastor is talking directly to you. That's a neat feeling, is it not?
Yeah, amen to that. And I think that's really how God works it in the body of Christ. You know, we're members in particular, but we're one body, so one thing affects everybody. So it's one of those things. I think people who really put their hearts into the word, they start to see that, and it becomes much more of a personal thing. But you're right. I mean, all the time when something's being shared, if it's right, if it's what God wants somebody to share, there's going to be people, pretty much everybody there's going to be affected.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Robert Witt. He's down in Austin, Texas. He's a longtime member of the Living Truth Fellowship. And you can go online and check out all of their great teachings and all kinds of wonderful stuff. TLTF.org, TLTF like Frank.org. Go online. They have DVDs and CDs and teachings on there. And, you know, you can get on their mailing list, all kinds of great stuff. And if you're looking to know about the truth of the word, then go online and check them out. You will be very happy that you did. Robert is a longtime member, and we're going to come back and talk to Robert right after this break. But also go online if you'd like to learn more about our show, if you're one of our newer listeners, because we pick it up today. Obviously, if you're one of our, you know, longtime members, you know, you can go online as well at A Voice for GodAndAmerica.com, A Voice for GodAndAmerica.com, and you can see a little bit more about yours truly and the show. And I'm honored coming up tomorrow. We're going to have Randy Rutter here. Randy is one of the producers of the 700 Club and their testimonials, and I had the honor of having Randy come out to the house a little while ago and do a testimonial that'll be airing on the 700 Club in a couple of weeks here. We'll get the exact date and let you know. But it's all about getting out there, not being ashamed of who you are, and realizing that God has an amazing plan for you. You know, Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans that I have for you, right? They're not to harm you. You know, they're not to keep you from good stuff. They're, you know, there's a thing, though. You know, you got to plant the seed. You got to do a little watering. Got to do a little fertilizing, a little sunshine. You don't just stick a seed in the ground and there you go. You have this amazing fruit tree. It takes a little work. The same thing with our lives as we learn as we go on. We're going to learn more about the truth from our good friend Robert Witt down in Austin, Texas. We're going to take ourselves a quick break. We've got the second half of the show coming right up.
In today's market, either a business gets social or it gets left behind. Social media has given the customer a voice and has created the perfect opportunity for businesses to connect with their potential customers and clients and build lasting business relationships. Your potential customers are waiting for you. Contact Highway to Success today to discuss the best way to form relationships with them. Your competitors are already doing it. Contact Cynthia at 866-636-4696. Get social today by calling 866-636-4696. And keep listening to Indy 104 for information on the new Highway to Success show coming soon.
Like most parents, you probably see your child as the typical smart, well-adjusted kid.
Cam-
Camouflage. C-A-M-O-U-F-L-A-G-E. Camouflage.
Well, your child might not be as well adjusted as you think.
Issues. I-S-S-U-E-S. Issues.
And if you knew there was somebody in particular who could help your child?
Daddy. D-A-D-D-Y. Daddy.
Wouldn't you want them to help? Well, the truth is, Dad, you're that person. Just by being an involved dad and spending time with your child, you're taking an active role in your child's social and emotional well-being. You're also increasing their chances of succeeding academically and staying in school. So don't take for granted how normal and smart your child seems.
Balance. B-A-L-A-N-C-E. Balance.
Because children need fathers who love and care for them just as much as they need mothers. A message from the National Fatherhood Initiative, 100 Black Men of America, and the Ad Council. Call 1-800-790-DADS for free helpful information.
It's time to get back in your face with Rob Ekno on Indy 104.
Welcome back. Wow. Just a crazy day out here in Southern California. I hope you are having a very blessed day. We are very blessed to have our very special guest today. He is Robert Witt. He is a member of the Living Truth Fellowship, and, you know, he's been involved with them for a long time now. Robert has gone from a sex, drugs, and rock and roll maniac like yours truly and perhaps yourself. Eventually had a loaded gun one day, was ready to just say, you know what? What is the point in living it? If you remember, yours truly was on his way to the bridge in Fort Lauderdale to jump off, and he got a voice from God. That would be me. Robert also said, hey, God, if you're really real, let me know, and maybe I won't pull the trigger. There's a phone that rang. What do you know? It was a friend who is into the Bible. At that exact time, Robert realized God was real, and ever since then, it's been a whole different life, and he and his group that he is affiliated with, our good friends at Living Truth Fellowship, are dedicated and do dedicate their lives to spreading the truth about the Word of God, because a lot of people spread the Word of God, Robert, and correct me if I'm wrong, but some of them put quite their own twist on things that may not mean exactly what God was trying to say.
Well, isn't that the truth? And the thing about it is that when personal doctrine starts to precede your willingness to look and verify things, it becomes a real issue. You know, what we're supposed to be looking for and looking at is the truth of the Word. And so often, there's just interpretations or ideas that may or may not be right, but they become entrenched. And the wrong ones are hurtful. And it's just one of those things where if that's the case, where you're looking at Scripture and you're going, God, you know, my church is teaching this, but the Bible's saying this. Well, you know, it might be time to start looking around a little bit and see what you can find.
Yeah, I would imagine that it's kind of like, instructions on putting together something, a playhouse or something for the kids, and you know, we try to do it our own way. We don't think we need the instructions. Oh, we're a couple of guys. We're a little bit older. We can put this together. It should be simple. And then all of a sudden, we've got parts that don't go in certain places, extra parts and screws that are extra, or we don't have enough of something. And it just becomes a mess. And it's like, then you take it, look at the instructions, and you go, oh my gosh, look what we missed off. Look what we missed off. Look what we missed off. And I think that's kind of like the Bible, where, you know, it's like, read it first before stepping out into life or making some choices that may not be your best, and see if it's really your best choice. Is that something that kind of would make sense to a lot of people or not?
Well, I think one of the things that we deal with is in teaching is talking about who is the section of Scripture addressed to. I mean, there are sections of Scripture that have directives and commandments that are directed to a certain group of people, maybe a certain time period even. And for us to assume those for ourselves as doctrine for us is almost like going to your next-door neighbor's house and opening up his mail and then acting on it. It's just, hey, wait a minute, you know, that there might be something to learn there, which you probably get in trouble for learning in the first place. Playhouse example, if you have Playhouse, you know, the Playhouse A, and it comes with instructions for assembling Playhouse B, you know, well, something's got to change this.
Wow, I like that. That was a very interesting take that you just gave us there, Robert, which was, although I'm reading stuff, and although it's the Word of God, and although it's true, at various times in my life, or depending on where I'm at, some of those things might not, you know, have such an impact on me as it would on somebody else who might be going through another certain situation in life, or be in a different place in their life, and their instructions on that particular day or that particular time in their life from God need to be different than what he's giving to me. Would that be what you were trying to portray?
Yeah, that, and, you know, I have trouble picturing myself going out and sacrificing a sheep right now as an atonement offering or anything. You know, it's one of those things where we're in the time where the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covered us. And so we don't have to be doing certain things that other groups used to have to do. Now, there's great learning there, but it's not applicable to us. And it's the same all the way through Scripture. So one of the goals for a person who's studying and learning the truth should be to learn what applies directly to them as actual commandment-type doctrine, so that they can put that first and foremost in their life and act in a manner that's pleasing to God.
Wow, absolutely. I like that. We're talking with Robert Witt, is our very special guest today. He is a member of the Living Truth Fellowship. He's down in Austin, Texas, and a very spiritual place down there. A lot of God down there in Texas, and a lot of people who like to share the Word of God down there in Texas, which is a good thing in many instances. And the Living Truth Fellowship, if you guys have never listened to our show before, if you're one of the new ones, we've had members on for quite some time now, and they always bring us great insight and wisdom from the Word of God. You can go online and check out their website at tltf.org. That's T like in Thomas, L like in Larry, T like in Thomas, and F like in Frank. .org, and they've got all kinds of wonderful DVDs on there, CDs, learning tools, just a lot of great spirituality on there, tltf.org. And Robert, it's been a pleasure listening to you so far. We've got a segment and a half here to go, so we've got a lot of chance to talk about some things. Today is actually the National Day of Prayer, so in Washington, they're having a big breakfast and stuff, which I'm sure is over by now. I've got some friends out there that volunteer each year to work on that. And right now, with the state of our country, and we, like I said at the beginning of the show, we've got some crazy stuff going on with a former police officer out here who's been on a shooting rampage, and the stuff that happened in Connecticut and Colorado, and just all kinds of insane stuff. It's that people are not going to God for their answers. They're going to their own selves. And the problem is that I see, Robert, and correct me if I'm wrong, we live in God's world, so if we're trying to run the show ourselves and God is actually our creator and director, it usually doesn't work out quite as well in the end for us, does it not?
Well, and you know, you remember the old Bob Dylan song, "You Gotta Serve Somebody," and whether a person believes it or likes it or not, you're going to serve somebody, and if you aren't serving God, well, you know, then take a guess. And it's one of those things where it really behooves us to at least give an honest shot to God. You know, I remember back in my atheist days, I never gave an honest shot to God. You know, my dad later on when I got saved, I just came back to him and he was, you know, just adamant that the Bible was just garbage. And I said, "Well, have you ever read it?" He goes, "No." I'm thinking to myself, "Well, excuse me, Mr. PhD." Acclaimed chemist, scientist, and you don't even give it an honest shot, and you're gonna declare it null and void. I mean, that was very, very eye opening to me, and it really made
Wow, that's a very interesting take. I have a similar analogy that I share at some of my 12-step meetings about people who don't want to do the work when it's free, it's given to them. And reality is this: you can go into your public library. You don't need to buy a Bible. You can go into a church. There's Bibles all over the place, and you can go and read it for free, which is amazing. You can get the Word of God for free. And the nice thing is that there's always somebody out there that I have found that's willing to chat with me when I'm truly got my heart into God and following what His word is and trying to live as godly a life as possible. It's amazing how He always, just as He did for you, Robert, and sent that girl on the telephone that day to call you so that she let you know that God had a much bigger purpose for you in life than to put a gun in your mouth, basically, and take your own life. And you can see now what He did, and with the things that you've been able to do with Living Truth Fellowship, you've been able to see that God did have a much bigger and better and useful purpose for you. Is that not correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's one of those things where even any time I get to sit back and share a little bit like this, it's just a real good for me, and that it reminds me just how wonderful God is and has been to me. And I try to bring that to other people's lives the best I can. You know, one of the phrases that occurred in the Gospels a lot, which is Jesus looked on people with compassion. And we, over time in this country, I've noticed, have become somewhat inured. Maybe it's been this way the whole time, but I just don't remember being this bad, where people are almost withdrawn, and there's just so much that's not good going on around them. It's almost like they've got a big old hard shell around them anymore. And you don't see people approach things with cynicism, skepticism, distaste, but you seldom see somebody approaching a situation with compassion. And it's something that I constantly try to remind myself. If I start seeing that I'm becoming cynical or stubborn or just having that wrong approach, I try to bring myself back. What does the Lord do? He looked at the situation, maybe very similar, and He looked at it with compassion.
And Robert, hang on to that thought for just a second, Robert. We got to take ourselves a quick little break here. We're going to come back and talk more compassion with Robert Witt.
Not all criminals carry a gun or a knife. Some simply need to pick up the phone or ring a doorbell. In times like these, senior citizens are often the targets of con artists, hawking shady investment deals and phony charities. Be wary of strangers in your neighborhood soliciting services or asking for money. Many cons come in the way of phony home repair services. These thieves offer major home repairs at bargain prices, but they end up taking your money and never finishing the work. Don't become a victim. Be skeptical of offers that are too good to be true. Never allow anyone to force you to sign something, and never give personal information to people you don't know. Get estimates and never pay in advance. If you suspect fraud, get the contractor's license plate number and call the police immediately. If something doesn't seem right, it's probably not. Protect yourself. Visit ncpc.org to learn more. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Rob Ekno. Can you honestly say that you're happy with the shape of America today? If you're as frustrated as I am, then please join me in helping to return our great country to its glory. I've written a book called God Bless America Before It's Too Late. When you get your copy, it'll have you thinking about what contributions you may have had in shaping our country today, and to get us all to realize the differences and positive effects each of us can have on returning America to being all that it can be. So please go online now at robekno.com to order your copy of God Bless America Before It's Too Late, and be a part of an even better tomorrow. That's robekno.com to order your copy now. Thanks for your support, and have a super blessed day.
More In Your Face with Rob Ekno happens now on Indy 104.
Welcome back to our final segment. Many shows just go by so fast, don't they? You know, our goal here at Indy 104 is to eventually do a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week Christian network, and we start with this show, and it's worked out very well. And we'll see what God's plans are for us here. But I know one of his plans is to get his word out there. That's the whole point of this show. I've realized why the show has been as successful as it has, because it's not about me as the host. It's not about really even our guests. It's about all of us coming together and sharing miracles and testimonies of amazing works that God has done in all of our lives. And in mine, of course, you know about that, all the insanity that I went through. If you don't, you can get a copy of my book. Go online at avoiceforgodandamerica.com, avoiceforgodandamerica.com. You can get a copy of the book and read about all the insanity. And our very special guest today, Robert Witt, down in Austin, Texas, kind of a similar path. He went from, you know, a sex, drugs, and rock and roll maniac. He found himself one day saying what I did years back, which is, what's the point? Why take up another day of space on this planet? I'm worthless. I'm useless. I got nothing going on here. God, just, you know, help me pull that trigger or show me that you're really you and that you really do care and that I am somebody special in this world and I'm not just some worthless little thing floating around. And all of a sudden, unlike my voice that came into my head, Robert got an actual phone call from a wonderful lady who was a lady who was a great studier of the Bible. And he called or got that call, and she said, you know, there is something better for you. And Robert's been involved with the Living Truth Fellowship basically ever since that day, and has been there for quite some time. And it's all about spreading the word of God. Robert, we've only got about 8 or 9 minutes left in the show. It goes by really quick here. So blessed to have you with us today. It is the National Prayer Day of Prayer, and one of the things that you guys obviously are big on is sending out a little prayer and getting involved with the Word of God. And before we get to a point where we don't have much time left, is it possible for you to kind of shed a little light for us and maybe deliver some of God's love out to all of us that are listening today? Robert, did I lose you? Oh, apparently. Robert's phone, we're disconnected here. So all the fun of live radio happens. Let's see if we can get Robert back here. We're cruising along here on a National Day of Prayer. We've had a lot of insanity happening out here. So wherever you are, if you could shed your prayers out here, especially to Southern California today. I mean, it just seems to be a going around the country that somebody is not using God as their answer, that they're using other negative means as a way of getting their voice heard, of getting their story heard, of getting the attention that they feel that they need, rather than just going on and trusting in God. And, you know, I would just like to say a quick prayer here for all of us who are going through any type of struggles and trials and tribulations. I ask you, Lord God, to just, you know, make sure that we know for sure that you're there. I mean, myself, I know others that are making incredibly terrible choices, obviously are not knowing that you're there perhaps as much in their life as maybe they should know. And we've had an instance out here in Southern California where we've had a officer of the police department out here who got fired for whatever reasons is on a shooting rampage to make atonement to all those in his life who basically have made his life miserable or who had negative comments to say to him, whatever it may be. And it's a pretty sad situation. So our prayers go out to that gentleman as well, that he may find the peace and the love of God in his heart to realize that there's a much better answer and that God is the answer, not guns and violence and negative decision makings that affects so many lives. And if you're in that position, I pray for you as well, that you and the loving God, you know, come together as one and that he shows you that, hey, I got you covered. It's not always easy. Just because it's difficult in some circumstances doesn't mean I don't love you as God. Doesn't mean I'm not there for you. Doesn't mean that I don't care about you as much as I care about everybody else that I've created, because we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. So I pray for you in Jesus' name that we all end up realizing how valuable and special we are to God, and that we focus on him when things are good. We give him thanks when things are not so good. We thank him for allowing us to get through another day and for him being there for us. and helping us to realize that we don't need to get involved with negative situations in order to move forward in life, but we turn to God as our solution. And let's see if I can get Robert back on. Robert, are you there? All right, let's see. Here we go. All right, Robert?
Yep.
All right, all the fun of live radio. That's all there is to it. You know, Robert, you know, here's the problem. I'll tell you this. We had this happen one time when John Lynn was on, and we were going to share about the Bible. I believe it was the six most asked questions about the Bible that he's seen over his years. And it's happened on just two or three other occasions where we were really going to get deep into God. And right before the phone just died, I was asking you, before we got too far into the show, which now we're getting there, and maybe we can end this way, as I was going to ask you to pray for all of us and the insanity of what's happening, and for people that just feel like they're so out there that negativity and choices of non-positive stuff are their answer rather than running to God. And right before you were able to pray, bingo, the line went dead. It's amazing, I swear to God, Robert, that the enemy is out there trying to prevent us all from getting God's word out there. Do you ever feel that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this has got to be just one of those just horrible days for the enemy, because when so many people are praying, when so many people have their heart focused on God, it's really like also the glove weight goes up and he takes some serious body blows then.
Man, I'll tell you. So, Robert, we've only got a couple minutes left in the show. If you could, let's see if we can sneak this in before the enemy tries to kill our phone lines again. A little prayer for those, especially people like this officer who's running around feeling that, violence is the answer rather than God, and see if we can't get into some souls across America here.
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, thank you right now for a massive hedge of protection on everybody that the officer comes in contact with. That you can put the right people there so he can be taken into custody quietly without further mishap, and that you just protect people's lives big time right now. Also, that you can turn that man's heart, and that he can see that what he's done is tremendously wrong, and that he can give himself up peacefully. I lift to you all people in this country who are hurting. I just thank you for a wonderful open door this day to go in and touch people's lives and hearts. If people are in seclusion, that you bring people to them that wouldn't normally get to them, and that you can just have tremendous paths and avenues to touch people's lives with your truth, to get to them, to let them see that hope and that the wonderful promises that bring deliverance in their lives. And I thank you also for those who don't believe in God out there right now, that you can reach into their lives and have them honestly look at your word and your truth, because if they take an honest look, then their hearts will turn. So I thank you for a day of wonderful healing in this country, a day of blessing, a day of outreach, and a day of deliverance for our nation in all realms, political, personal, you name it, just everything. And I thank you for that in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who made it possible.
Amen. Wow. Wonderful. Robert, our time has come and gone. We're going to have you back on the show here, because amazing testimony and amazing insight, having been involved with trying to spread the word and the truth about the word of God for so many years. And it's been a blessing being here. Robert, of course, a member of the Living Truth Fellowship. Go online at tltf.org. That's T like Thomas, L like Larry, T like Thomas, F like in Frank.org. Check out some of their wonderful learning materials, CDs, DVDs, all kinds of great stuff on their previous shows. Robert's show will be up and available online on iTunes and, of course, on our website at indie104.com. Robert, thanks so much for dealing with all the issues of the day and the phones and everything to provide us with some amazing insight. We appreciate it, and we hope you have an amazingly blessed day.
And thank you so much. It's just been a real joy.
Wow, what a great show, has it not, man? Robert Witt from Austin, Texas, of the Living Truth Fellowship. Wow. Go online, tltf.org, and it is the National Day of Prayer. I pray for you that all you are seeking in the kingdom of God comes true for you, and it will if you stay with the King himself. My name is Rob Becknell. Have an amazingly blessed day. We're going to send you off with the award-winning sounds of Mr. Tommy Brandt. You want things in your life, you got to have a little faith. You got to step out of that boat. God bless to you and yours.
Every day I hear folks talking about what they believe, how they trust in God with the faith of a mustard seed. They have no doubts until those stormy seas begin to roll. They act like they're about to drown, they're all but losing hope. Jesus said you will receive if only you will ask. But if your walk is not your talk, then brother, you're sinking fast. Now you can't use it until you prove it. You gotta let go and let God have full control. Really believe in everything you're preaching. If you want to walk on water, you got to step on out of the boat. Daniel knew in the lion's den the Lord was on his side, for an angel came to keep him safe until the morning light. David slayed the giant with one stone because he knew all he had to do was aim and God would see it through. Faith can free you from your fears, but if you have a guest, even the most righteous man must put it to the test. Now you can't use it until you prove it. You gotta let go and let God have full control. Really believe in everything you're preaching. If you wanna walk on water, you gotta step on out of the boat. Until you prove it, you gotta let go and let God have full control. Really believe in everything you're preaching. If you wanna walk on water, you gotta step on out of the boat. Come on, what are you afraid of? Step out of the boat.